Rogel noted, "We all know there are plenty of people who are eager to offer advice, or worse, try to impose their ideas on our profession. Bloggers, columnists, elected officials, and self-proclaimed reformers. They are constantly weighing in about public education. They love to talk about and blame teachers, as if this disjointed and underfunded system is somehow the fault of those who teach and the people who work in those schools. But the real problems are the profiteers and mega-rich Wall Street folks who created an economic crisis that has our country and the world reeling. And the solution isn't to attack educators, it's to give respect. That's what will attract talented young people to become teachers and education support professionals and college professors." Van Rogel says the reason we must support education is simple. Public education makes America strong. Studying history and civics helps students become good citizens, part of a democratic republic. Public education is a vehicle to teach American values and ideals, values like a just society, equal opportunity, and democracy. And in a nation where equal opportunity is one of our most deeply held values, education is a key that opens the door to economic opportunity for people from all backgrounds. Legal researcher Shana A. Petre, working on The Blog, said America could learn a few things from other countries whose students rate higher in education tests. Only when the United States does this and learns the right lessons from these countries' practices will the era of education reform truly arrive, she said. Petre describes successful tactics employed by foreign teachers, tactics that lead to quality education. Teachers more highly trained in colleges that demand high grades. They train and complete student teaching before landing a job. They receive pay commensurate with other professions. They teach more critical thinking skills, such as problem solving, rather than rote memorization. And they use non-computerized international standard testing that requires students to work out complex problems. Some suggestions to bring American education back to its earlier success include improving training for teachers, getting the best teachers to mentor the others, teaching both teachers and students to be critical thinkers and problem solvers, allowing students to learn at their own pace and in their own way, as opposed to one teacher telling 35 kids to do the same thing at the same time, getting parents more involved in the education process, and addressing the issue of bunching together too many kids from impoverished backgrounds in inadequate schools.